This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Rich Bradbury, and this is Enterprise. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Braj.
I'm Christine Wong.
As usual, we'll be with you until around 1 o'clock this afternoon. We've got Voice of SMEs up first. That's going to be followed a little bit later on with Powering Through the Pandemic. And then at noon today, we have our Enterprise BizBytes segment with a wonderful question. What would you do if somebody you knew was spreading misinformation? You can let us know via the poll, one on Instagram, one on Twitter. You can also let us know via WhatsApp on 018-789-8899. You might be asking why we are raising this issue yet again. Well, because President Trump has threatened to shut down social media because he was called out, actually, by Twitter. They added a fact-check thing to it. Not just that, more of a discussion a little bit later on. But, of course, let's get on with Voice of SMEs. I think it's safe to say that a lot of lifestyle changes have taken place over the course of the past few months. Social media influencers have had to find new ways of making their homes interesting for a photo shoot. People are getting dolled up and dressed for video calls. And without the pleasure of dine-ins, there have been a lot less flat-lay Instagram photos of people's hashtag brunch.
Yeah, unfortunately for Urban Daybreak co-founder Jeremy Teo, Urban Daybreak is a prime brunch spot that suffered greatly along with many other F&B outlets during the MCO. But instead of only going online for takeaways, which they did, Jeremy also decided to take a bigger step and started a whole new brand instead. So we have him on the line now to talk about both his F&B sort of ventures, Urban Daybreak, and of course his newer one, Jeremy's Chicks. So Jeremy, thanks for being with us today. Your initial business is, of course, your all-day brunch spot called Urban Daybreak. You actually started it in Georgetown in Penang, and then not long after celebrating your first anniversary in KL, the pandemic hit and then the MCO was implemented, which of course impacted many F&B outlets. So what was your initial reaction when the MCO started?
We were actually aware of what was happening around other affected countries and parts of the world like China, Italy, America, and so on. But with the abrupt implementation, it was just so quick, 2 days. So we actually left with very little time to work out on a game plan. On the initial reaction, my initial reaction was the priority of the team. I was actually very worried about their safety and well-being. I had to ask, hey, how do you come to work? Do you take a bus? Do you take a train? Are you exposed to the public? Because I was so worried that if someone were to get infected, everyone's going to be infected as well. So that was really worrying. And also, one of the first things that I did after PM announced, I did call my finance manager. I said, hey, I want a report on the projected cash flow. Give me the projection.
On the note of cash flow, to mitigate the loss in revenue and ensure that your workers get paid, you stopped drawing your salary and launched a new venture, which is Jeremy's Chicks, which is a chicken rice delivery service. Firstly, how quickly did that happen and why did you decide on this manner of mitigating revenue loss?
It took actually less than a week to actually work on the business model after the announcement. At first, I had meetings with the top management and on what should we do, you know, on the plans and the strategies that we should get ourselves in. But it just happened one morning, I woke up, I went to the supermarket to get all the ingredients. I went into the kitchen, I cooked everyone chicken rice and I said, yes, we will start selling chicken rice for deliveries now.
Yes. Was Urban Daybreak still operating in any capacity during the MCO? Why or why not?
We were operating only for takeaways. And also one of the first few things we did was to get ourselves on food delivery platforms, which we never did before. I mean, I have to be really honest here. Our food will never be as good as dining in. Just imagine this. Brunch food, you're supposed to go there to enjoy the food, you know, when it's warm. Just imagine your big breakfast, your avocado smash, it's taken away. It will not be as good as dining in. So our main goal, what we wanted for Urban is for people to come in, to eat the food when the food is warm, the food is good, to get the full brunch experience and also service experience like personal touches and so on.
Right. So you came up with this particular idea for delivering chicken rice specifically because you used to, and I guess you still do, cook it for your friends and family. But why start a whole new venture instead of just, doing what a lot of other F&B businesses did and focused on your online delivery or takeaway services?
As mentioned earlier, we did what we could to be on delivery platforms and also thought of coming up with new things like a takeaway menu, a do-it-yourself kit, a home kit of supply for a few days. But I thought, hey, we're not going to dabble into the existing problem of the business and just wait there for things to get better. But why not? Let's start something new and let's have some fun. So we're going to serve something entirely new. And this time it's going to be chicken rice and it's going to be a new brand. So for myself, I believe that Malaysians, they love trying new things and starting new, something new entirely at this moment during MCO, it may be a good move and also it may spark some interest. And chicken rice is always a comfort food.
So you offer quarter, half and whole chickens with the rice serving increasing accordingly, as well as two sides and two drinks. And your cheapest item is the rice side at RM3. And your most expensive item is the whole chicken with six servings of rice and soup at RM65. Was pricing these items at this level enough to supplement your revenue stream throughout the MCO?
Nope, absolutely not. The margins that we are having with the pricing is not great for F&B business. If you were to ask any OG in the F&B, you factor in our rental, full salary to our staff, the cost of the takeaway packagings and other operational costs, no, we are not having a very good margin. But at this point of time, and also being part of the community, I think that it is important to create affordable dishes for everyone. If you break it down, the cost of our chicken rice is about RM9 to RM10 per pax. And I would like to say this again, in other words, we are actually not making enough to supplement our revenue stream at this moment.
Wow. Jeremy, love your honesty. We're going to take a short break there and come back with some more questions for you just after these messages. Some music coming up from Lenny Kravitz with Rock and Roll is Dead. You are tuned in to Voice of SMEs here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
This is Voice of SMEs. On the phone line with us, we have Jeremy Teo. He's the co-founder of Urban Daybreak. And of course, he's talking to us about his new adventure, Jeremy's Chicks, something that was given birth to.
Hatched.
That's what I was looking for. I'm glad you're here.
We're all reaching for the puns today.
During the MCO. We asked him a bunch of questions earlier, but we're going to ask him now. Jeremy, which platform did you initially choose to host this delivery service on and why?
Okay, so here's a very interesting story I'd like to share. So after the idea of the chicken rice is implemented, I spoke to a good friend and asked for his opinion. He was like, hey, you don't keep telling me how good is your chicken rice and people's going to be so satisfied eating it. What about the user experience when the customer wants to order it? I was like, oh no, I overlook. Also, at the point we had a problem, we cannot be on any delivery platforms as it will take a while to be approved. So I found a few options. I was looking around online and I opted for dineout.com. So we have been using dineout.com from the day one we started until now. One of the main reasons is because they could customize the options that we wanted and we required. And also the fees that they are charging actually at a very reasonable price compared to other platforms out there.
Right. And in another interview that you guys did, your finance manager conceded that sales have, of course, dropped dramatically over the course of the MCO, but the management did maintain a full salary for its staff. So how did you manage this?
It was very clear from the start when MCO was implemented. We had meetings on how to cut costs. Retrenching and also cutting down on our employee salary is never an option from day one. The management and myself, we have decided to stop taking salaries to maintain the full salary for the rest of the team. The rest of the team, they have their families, they have their loans to pay, their kids and everything. So we can't be doing that and be selfish. There's no time to be selfish to anyone at this point of time.
So now that the CMCO is in place, what are the steps you are taking to prepare Urban Daybreak for dine-in customers?
We have actually sanitized both of our outlets, Penang and Bangsa. And also we have done the 2-meter distancing for each table. So for example, look into Bangsa's outlet. it could fit about 65 to 66 packs at a maximum. So right now, after the 2 meter, we could do only at about 28 packs. We also conduct standard temperature check on all customers, and they also need to sanitize their hand after we take the temperature. And all customers, they need to put in the information required from the government, like the IC, the number, and also the time of visit. So as for our staff, every morning when they come in, they will have to take the their temperature, and also they will have to sanitize their hand frequently. And also every time when a customer leaves the shop, every table needs to be cleaned and wiped with a sanitizer.
Will you still be continuing Jeremy's Chicks or incorporating the chicken rice into Urban Daybreak's menu in some capacity?
Okay, we will definitely not incorporate chicken rice into Urban Daybreak's menu, as it's not part of Urban Daybreak's identity. Urban is much more of a place like a coffee place, a cafe vibe, an Australian brunch kind of place. Chicken rice will definitely not fit into Urban's identity. But we do have plans for Jeremy's Chicks. We're just getting started. We're getting excited as well.
So excited to hear that. Final question for you, Jeremy. What do you think the future holds for F&B businesses in Malaysia?
I think the consumer behavior will be changing. People will be more aware and conscious of the social distancing. And also some may still not prefer to dine in. So it may pose a challenge for F&B businesses. Just look at the data and statistics for F&B outlets in Beijing and Shanghai post-MCO. It looks really worrying. But in fact, Malaysia is not so badly affected. And yes, we will be back to normality soon. The question is, how long?
That is a question.
Mm-hmm.
So risk versus reward during starting a new business during the MCO as well.
Yeah,
you know, it's very difficult to do that. And yet I love the way he was completely honest about how things were working out or not working out. Mm-hmm. The fact that they're not really making money. But the idea of just comfort food being available at a decent price as well.
Yeah.
ringgit for you know, his...
The rice itself, yeah. Also, not to be biased, but I also have had Jeremy's Chicks food, and it is pretty good.
I love the name as well.
Yeah, it's a really cute name, and I really enjoyed that appeal to comfort food, and I think that's really understanding your consumer at a base level. Like, a lot of what people were ordering were not, like, the fancy brunches and the you know, avant-garde souffles or whatever. They were really looking for the stuff that was comforting in that time, because, you know, when the MCO was first implemented, we were all, you know, so anxious and so worried about the state of the world at that point that I think we all needed a bit of love, a bit of TLC.
And I love how he capitalized on that, like knowing that people wanted comfort food at this time, or people would order those things. Like, we spoke to Atira yesterday, and she said that the number one thing that was ordered from the Cyberjaya Farmers Market is satay. And you would think it would be something else, but at the end of the day, people just wanted to get satay to their house because they couldn't go out to by themselves.
But it's also got me wondering now about what the comfort food back home would be, you know, what people back in England would be. I mean, it's summertime, coming up to summertime right now. And if it were winter, people would be eating stew and they'd be eating that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, what would they be eating now back home? You know, we don't have fish and chips,
To be fair, that is a summery comfort food.
It is. But I haven't had chicken rice in so long. And now just hearing that, I'm like, I could do that today.
It's put ideas in your head.
I could totally do that today.
Sure.
There you go. Right, we're going to take a short break, folks. We've got the update from Bursa coming along in just a few minutes. But let's have a music break first. We've got some Queen coming up first with Tie Your Mother Down here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.